Our audiences, although alarmingly small at first, were vociferously enthusiastic, and somehow or other we struggled on. There was no question of making any money, and those of us who received a salary at all never drew more than £3 a week.
Now, the ideas were what counted. We all knew that these things that we did could have been done with the aid of a mere thing like money, very much with better workmanship and better quality, but the ideas would have been no better.
Actors came and went, among them one Orson Welles.
I hadn't come to Ireland to be an actor. I thought I was a painter and I was supposed to be on a holiday trip, but I looked on it myself as the beginning of a painting career. I'd landed in Galway that spring, bought myself an ass and a cart and set off. Kept my paints in the cart, slept under it at night and by day with a donkey, whose name was Sheog, ambled pleasantly along the Irish roads between the tenpins of Connemara. It was a grand summer. I spent the end of it in Inishir, which, as you know, is the smallest of the Aran Islands. And there were other fine adventures, including a voyage up the Shannon in a porter barge. And by October, I was expected back in America and back in school. School, however, was no part of my own personal program. However, I realized on the day I found myself in Dublin that I'd come to the end of what are delicately referred to as financial resources. Now, if I'd been willing to go back to school, I might have wired for the boat fare. Getting a job was the alternative. Ditch digging or dishwashing. Next morning, I planned to look about for such a position, but since the few shillings left in my pocket were certainly not enough to build a budget on, I blew the lot on one last good dinner and a ticket to the theater. That theater was the Gate, Hilton and Michael's Gate. Fortune, that perverse trollop, gives herself freely only to those who woo her, not at all. And I was surely the least ardent of suitors. I wasn't a suitor at all. I was just playing hooky or truant. See, it happened that among the minor actors in the play I went to see that night, there was a young folklorist I'd met somewhere in the Gaeltacht. And backstage after the show, he introduced me in his sociable way to the theater's directors, to Mr. Michael McLeamore and Mr. Hilton Edwards. I introduced myself to them as Mr. Orson Welles, a celebrated actor from the Broadway stage. Everyone looked startled at this, including myself. To my own further astonishment, I heard myself hinting gracefully that just for a lark, I might just possibly be persuaded to stay on in Ireland for a brief season, that is, if sufficiently interesting leading roles could be found for me. Now, what possessed me? Certainly not ambition. If anything, it was the total lack of ambition that led me into telling that absolute whopper. The very suggestion that I might manage to pay my hotel bill by becoming an actor was so preposterous that a preposterous story seemed the only appropriate way of proposing it. Another question presents itself, of course. Why was this tall story believed in the first place? Well, very probably it was not. Very probably Hilton and Michael saw through my masquerade even at the start and were much too kind to challenge it. Of course, what matters as far as my own career was concerned is that they were so generously and courageously ready to give a strange newcomer that extraordinary chance. We who are graduates of the Gate, scattered as we are over the wide world, Dan O'Herlihy, Siobhan McKenna, James Mason, Geraldine Fitzgerald, and the rest of us, however extensive or limited our term of Gate experience may have been, we're all of us very proud of our schooling and unimaginably grateful for it.